Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. In the studio with me this morning from Orange City Council, Councillor Jo McCrae, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Now, the Dog Pound has been opened. It's a shame that we need this facility, but it's good to know it's there.
Look, it is important that we make sure Council's meeting the Companion Animals Act requirements. And look, the drop-off cages are now open and available. It's really important that if you do use the facility, you phone. Key number there is 6393 8990. But if it's, you know, concerning you, you've found a lost animal, ring the council. Just those rangers, our fantastic council staff, can point you in the right direction with what to do now that the pound is open. And look, it's also really important. I want to give a big thank you to the Kanobolas Family Pet Hospital, who have been covering for quite an extended period of time for the lost pets, for the scanning, and really helping council to return those lost animals to their owners. So thank you. But they're no longer the place to go to with your lost animals now that we do have the council pound.
Okay.
And also, look, in terms of pets, there's a cat desexing program running at the moment that council's funding. Thank you to the Companion Animals Committee, who've really been able to, you know, direct council with where the priorities should be. And look, it's really important. Again, contact council if you want to find out more about the pound and the lost dogs issue, or even about getting your cat desexed under this program.
Okay, fantastic. Now, Naylor Pavilion, there's been some money spent there. There's kitchen, amenities, it's all there, and it's all open now.
It's fantastic timing with the Orange Show this weekend, but the canteen and the amenities, wonderful to see that addition to the Naylor Pavilion. And look, I'm sure they'll be well utilised by so many community groups who do use that facility on a regular basis.
Clarify something for me. The farmers markets would have been on at the showgrounds this weekend, but I'm guessing they're not there because the show.
Absolutely. Still on. The Orange Farmers Market's on at the North Court, so that's near that civic precinct with the library, the gallery. And look, all funds this weekend from the farmers markets are going to the Rotary Flood Relief. So that gold coin donation at the gate is going to a really good cause there with the Rotary Club. And a big shout out to my old friends there at the Rotary Club of Orange Daybreak. About half of them have headed off on the Rotary cruising along, supporting cancer clinical trials. That's a bit of a mouthful. But to be able to balance, you know, farmers markets for the community, going to flood relief, and also that wonderful experience of the cruising along, it's great to see so many community groups. But pats on the back to the Rotary Club of Daybreak for this week.
Absolutely, in which you are a former member now. Lord's Place, let's talk about that. I appreciate that we are moving a taxi rank, but I don't know what I've seen happening there over the last few days, but it's more than just moving a taxi rank. What are they up to? It's a lot of work, and it's pretty hectic, let's say, around there at the moment.
Look, there is a lot of action in Lord's Place. It is moving, you know, major water works, making sure none of the services are interrupted. You wouldn't want to have your internet or your electricity interrupted down there, Neil.
No.
But it is part of doing those underground works so that Lord's Place can get the facelift it's much in need of. And that is about setting up a new median strip, which will have more trees. There will be better parking. But most importantly, there's also going to be better pedestrian access. That Lord's Place area is a really highly utilised pedestrian area. So many people crossing the park, getting to the taxi rank, maybe after a tipple at the local pub, or after, you know, they've done a bit of shopping and got their trolleys. There'll be a pedestrian crossing in the middle of the block. We're still going to have the lights with the pedestrian crossings at Summer Street.
Right.
But there's a lot of work that's going to be done above ground. And at the moment, we've got to do all the subsurface work to make sure that that can be done safely. So all the businesses are still open, and there's been really hard work done to make sure that they're aware of what's going on. Please, still, Neil, go and spend your money down there in Lord's Place.
Rest assured.
but we do need to make sure that it's all being done well as part of that future city project.
Indeed. All right, I'm with Councillor Jo McCrae from Orange City Council. As always, thank you for the clear, concise update. Have a great week. We'll talk next week on the show.
Thanks, Neil.